Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Feels good, and
it goes triple. Right, Townsville, we've heard, not flash at all. The situation with the flooding up there is sadly, it's on the edge, isn't it? Because the tide comes in very close to the ocean and more.
It's critical. It's totally critical. And we're heading up there right now to have a chat to Tommy Ruff, who lives pretty close to the centre of Townsville. Is that right, Tommy?
I'm a suburb out of Townsville, but the suburb I am on is also backs on not too far off to the Ross River as well.
Which is the one which is an issue. They say, Tommy, only a few years ago it was about 18%. Now it's about 200.
Yeah, that's the dams at the moment. I guess the issue is, as we said, the Ross River does become impacted by the tide, as you just mentioned earlier.
Mm-mm. So you've received, reports are saying, over 1,000 millimetres of rain, which
crazy.
Is amazing. So a year worth of rainfall in 9 days.
Yeah, it's actually, it's just amazing. Like, I mean, now you hear it live on, the emotions start to rise and mm-hmm. realise how much you've actually taken in and no one could prepare for that. And it's just, no one would expect that much rain and continue for 9 days. It's just, what can you say, really?
Yeah, that's true. Tommy's up in Townsville, horrible situation. You're right, you don't prepare for it. We all knew, and we all get all these whiz-bang weather things, Tommy, as you would know, but it doesn't prepare for what you've got to go through now. How are you? How are the neighbours? Where's the water in regards to your house?
Well, this morning we've actually had a bit of a reprieve. Like, yesterday the water was up the street, was pretty up to out. My house is okay, I must admit, so I've been saved by another Bendigo boy at the moment, Callum. He's sitting here with me. He's
wow.
His wife. Him and his wife were actually good Samaritans around the suburb sandbagging. And the thing is that you mentioned before is you hear with all these weather reports and all that, it's, you know, expect a bit of downfall. But like I mean, I've got to admit, under my own, I was a bit complacent. And, mm-hmm. and Callum and Mel, they prepared that other area with sandbags and they forced me to take my own sandbags, which in the end of the day, save a bit of my house. So at the moment, the water has receded, and I'll hopefully go down and check in this morning. But we, as mentioned, my house is nowhere near compared to damage and what other people have experienced mm-hmm. and what they're going to experience. So I guess all we can do at the moment is with a house that's we've got no power, but once we get up and running, at least we've got a roof with clean walls and people can come and stay where they can if they need be.
Tommy, what about food, getting food and that sort of thing? Are you well equipped there?
Well, look, as mentioned, because it was just unexpected the amount of downfall, yeah, there is a lot of pressure on the food supply. Mm. Now, that comes down to some people take it as a good weight loss program. Some people can also just say, just a bit of common sense and just say, grab what you need and don't overhoard. You know, mm-hmm. like I mean, I haven't worked in a command centre for an experience, things like that. So, but I guess their word would be is, President, don't take more than you need to help people out. And I guess they're trying to do the best they can to get supplies in.
Okay. Now, Tommy's up in Townsville. Obviously, we know the situation as far as the rain and everything is concerned. A couple of things, mate. If you had a look at the weather, I mean, moving forward, because this is, what are they saying? It's once in a century rainfall. If you had a good eye on it, or if you had got people like, I'm sure our own Pricey up there, Triple M Townsville, would be telling you all about it.
Yeah, I am, man. And Callum's just, he just ripped up a little sot. We are still expecting some rain at the moment now. Weather, like I mean, just with the dam at full capacity, just a little bit more, from my understanding, can, you know, is just not going to ease the situation too much.
Mm.
But I guess everybody's praying for that sun to come out, and at this stage, we still look like we're getting some rain for the next couple of days. So, and even probably early as Monday will be when the sun's actually going to pop out. So. Mm.
Let's hope that when it pops out, it stays out. And, Tommy, one thing that we heard yesterday that just disgusted us and all of our listeners is that looting is taking place in Townsville. Have you heard much about that?
Look, I have heard it. We have seen stories on Facebook. And all I can say is it's truly disgusting. Like, people are going through emotional times it is, and they're going to lose some of their properties. But, you know, for people to do that, it's pretty low. But at this point in time, I haven't experienced it within our area at this stage, and I hope we don't.
Yeah.
I guess that's just common practice. Well, not common practice, I should say. It's just disgusting that happens.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's totally disgusting.
It's just, you see the good side of the human beings and the other side, which isn't flash like that. Just quickly, Tommy, wrapping up at Townsville Live in Bendigo, you're a bit bigger than us. I think population's about 170-odd. We're about 110. But I reckon the community spirit, because you'd have a lot of elderly people up there as well, is everyone rallying around everyone around the community at Townsville?
Yeah, that's one great thing about the community. Like, I mean, I think the community and the fine that obviously the big guys like the Army and SES and all those guys are doing a tremendous job. But then it also comes down to, like, the little guys around the corner in my suburb, and that's what I mean. I'm talking about Callum and his wife, Mel. Like, for example, they're just down the road from us, but they've taken in four or five extra adults, including myself, my wife, my daughter. They've taken in my parents-in-laws. They've taken in her sister, whose house is. We hopefully find out today how that's pulled up. They've taken in a cat. So we've gone from just a married couple to a full-on family.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, while they're doing that, Callum and Mel have been around sandbagging everybody's places, what they can do. So that's sort of... that sort of thing is just tremendous, and you can't thank them enough. Like, I mean, we've been here for almost 48 hours, and the only thing we've been doing to keep our mind off the situation is trying to put together a 1,500-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering what you'd be doing.
I was just thinking that too. I was thinking, could it be Scrabble or Monopoly? But no, the jigsaw works.
Oh, good on you. And what beautiful souls, obviously,
exactly.
Callum and Mel are, to do what they're doing. And look, we really, really do feel for you. And from the whole of Bendigo and beyond, we're sending you our love and our prayers and certainly hope that the situation does get under control very soon.
No dramas. Thank you very much for your time.
And again, to Tommy, obviously Callum's here as well. If there's anything we can do at Triple M Bendigo, I know we're miles away, but yell out, because we're pretty good at trying to help out others that are struggling. It doesn't matter where you live. We all feel the same, don't we? You know, so yell out, mate, if you need a hand.
No, I guess that's the beauty about being in the land down under. You know, like, I mean, you see it from the community side, then you see it from statewide, then you also see it nationwide. Everybody pulls together where you need be. So it's a great country, and thank you very much.
No, thanks, mate, for
thank
the call,
you,
and fingers crossed everything works out well. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right, no, guys. Okay, bye.
Cheers. Tommy Ruff there, up in Townsville, ex-Bendigonian. Thanks to Aaron Wheelhouse to put me on to Tom, and he's a good boy as well. But again, it's a situation where you just feel straight away through that interview. I just thought, gee, you know, you poor buggers. But, you know, there's people going through lots of things, and sometimes we get up and we kick our toe or whatever and we whinge. Well, we got nothing to whinge about.
No, we certainly haven't. Absolutely not.
So we wish them all the best from the crew here at Triple M Bendigo and our family, which is you, by the way, listening. All the best and hope things work out.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.